You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are catching up again here on RNIB Connect Radio with David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David, and great to have you back with me here on the station.
Hi, Toby. It is fantastic to be back.
Well, we're starting out with finding out what happens to an ordinary woman, pitting herself against the forces that shape the world, and she refuses to be quiet in Helen Edmondson's new provocative play, Some Woman, which sounds like a really interesting one, David.
It is, and not to give too much away, but it starts with Amory Duff playing our main character, Julie, who has sort of one of those lives where she feels like she's quite invisible, and then she's on a train station platform and an incident happens, and that incident is what turns her life head over heels upside down. Very thought-provoking. Really would come and see it for Amory's performance, directed by Blanche McIntyre, who listeners might be familiar with, but a fantastic director. And it's a new play by Helen Edmondson. So if listeners watch Small Island, it's the same playwright as Small Island.
And Anne-Marie Duff was in Bad Sisters, is that right?
She absolutely was, yes. So if they're fans of that, very different content, but a fantastic actor.
Well, without giving too much away, Some Woman will be audio described on Saturday the 24th of October at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12:30pm and again on Friday the 20th of November, and that's at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm in the National Theatre's Dorfman Theatre. A modern classic from one of Britain's most influential playwrights now with Carol Churchill's Cloud Nine, and this is directed by Dominic Cook.
Yes, Dominic Cook, who directed Mrs. Warren's Profession, but has just come to us from the RSC, where he's been directing Game of Thrones. So we're lucky to have him. Busy, busy man. This is a new production of a classic play, and it's a fascinating one. It's in two parts, very distinctively. So the first half, you're with colonial Victorians, and there's talk of proprietary and, well, properness and sex and sexual deviancy and social constraints. And the second half is set in 1970s London, but it's the same family. So it's the same characters who have been, without any explanation, transported from their lives in the Victorian past, the 1970s, and how they cope with the social mores of that decade. So really, it does play with your head quite a lot, but really, really interesting.
It's a great play, because I remember seeing it, I think, at the Royal Court many, many years ago, but still a play that has something to say, as you say, about all sorts of things, and including the legacy of empire.
It does indeed. And we are going to have a lot of fun with the audio description on that one, I think.
Well, Cloud Nine will be audio described on Saturday the 28th of October at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12:30pm and again on Tuesday the 12th of January 2027, and that's at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm in the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. Now to the reimagining of one of his beloved tales with The Jungle Book, and this is brought to life on the National Theatre's Olivier stage with some great puppetry too, I believe.
Amazing puppet designs. I am delighted to see these animals come to life. It is a well-loved story, directed by Indy Rubasingham, our artistic director, and reimagined by Anupama Chandrasekhar in something that's going to tell a story to families and people of all ages, but with some real magic in the design, in the puppetry work. It's all very exciting. It's going to be big. It's going to be very, very big, and you are going to be in the jungle.
I mean, it's incredible, because when you think, I suppose many people will have seen the Disney animated film, and I think the sort of not so recent or recent-ish live action film version of The Jungle Book, but there's nothing better than going to see a story brought to life on stage, and with that puppetry, with our imagination and with the audio description, it will be a fantastic show to see.
Yes, I think it's going to be beautiful and really, really moving. So I'm very excited for it.
Well, The Jungle Book will be audio described on Friday the 8th of January 2027, and that's at 7pm with a touch tour at 5pm, and again on Saturday the 30th of January 2027, and that's at 1:30pm with a touch tour at 11:30am in, of course, the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. So, David, what great productions have you selected this time that are available online with audio description for listeners to watch from the comfort of their armchair or sofa through NT at Home.
So I'm going to connect the previous and the NT at Home together. In The Jungle Book, Mowgli is played by Hiran Abasakera, who was in The Father and the Assassin here and The Life of Pi in Town. But he was also our Hamlet in the Littleton Theatre recently, directed by Rob Hastie, who directed Standing at the Sky's Edge. So that production of Hamlet, which is gorgeous, is on NT at Home now and is very much worth checking out. But as your listeners might know by now, I'm a big Shakespeare fan. Another option is London Road, which is a musical set in Ipswich based on true events, and it's a verbatim piece by Alecky Blythe. So it follows the occupants of London Road after a man is arrested for murder and how they carry on with their lives in the most normal way possible when they're the focus of massive media attention. It's really, really lovely and very moving, and it's an incredible job that Alecky's done moving real people's words into song, and it's directed by our previous artist director Rufus Norris.
David, if people would like to find out more about the Audio Describe performances we've just chatted about, others at the NT, along with the availability of productions online with description, where's the best place for people to go to find out more?
So for theatre productions, both here at the South Bank, but other shows you might have in town or on tour, you should go to nationaltheatre.org.uk. So that's nationaltheatre, all one word, .org.uk. And for NT at Home, that is ntathome.com, which is ntathome.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, David, for sharing some great productions with Audio Description at the National Theatre and online with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.